Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
How many people are named Jesus? Of course, naming your son after a celebrity doesn't guarantee success. Right. I just blew Chris's mind. Jesus is Jesus, Chris. Work with me. Never mind. Back to you, Squidbilly.
Chris really not know what Jesus was?
Theater of the mind, Bo. Way to ruin it.
Hey, you know what? I mean, get on to me.
Our fearless leader, Bo, once again, coming in so clutch, saving the radio program. Thank you, Bo.
All right, let's ratchet up the tension between these two. Go ahead, Carl.
Why don't you go watch Goodfellas and pipe down.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, Minter gets out of the eighth inning.
By the way, a good, healthy tension behind the scenes is always good for a radio show, I believe, Carl. Back to you.
I only say that because he blew the save yesterday. He came out, struck out both of the batters today, and so that's good news. So,
right.
For those of you who are worried, I guess that's the good news. Bad news is Albies just got hit in the leg. Now, you talked about it earlier. Our pitcher hit four guys. Now,
right. There
are guys, and I didn't see enough of this today because, well, I was doing a radio show, but there are guys who don't have great control. Sometimes it's one of those days. That's what I'm hoping. But, again, the Cubs, I don't think they were throwing at Ozzy there. He gets hit in the lower leg.
No, Baez got hit twice, and he kind of leans over the plate. Contreras and Duffy all got plunked. But four guys got plunked by Wright. At some point, Chicago's not going to be happy about that.
So, you know, again, I only say that to bring up the point. I don't know if this was retaliation. We'll see. I think Ozzy, you know, reacted. He kind of fell to the ground, and he's trying to walk it off. But it hit him in the lower extremity there, and I don't know exactly where, but we'll keep you updated on the Braves. Braves are still winning, by the way, 5-2. Say again, Chris, I'm sorry?
The ball hit him right in the kneecap.
In the knee, okay.
Oh,
so I just saw it hit low, and I was like, oh, here we go. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Top 3 at 6 is on the way. It's been a busy show today, man. You missed Sir Charles Barkley earlier today online at odyssey.com. He made his weekly visit by the program. He joins us thanks to Redmont Vodka and Gin. It's the Redmont Zone with Charles Barkley, and had some interesting things to say as well. Also, a big shout out to Joe Patrick and Steve Coonan, who jumped on as well today talking about the Hawks. Hawks back in action on Sunday against the Pacers. So we'll just be watching, Mike, seeing how they respond. And usually when Trey doesn't play well, he didn't play great last night, guys. Plain and simple, but the team didn't play well. But the Stars have to kind of lead the way. Usually he bounces back and has a really good game.
Yeah, Chris, are you telling me in my ear that Pablo Sandoval is being used as a pinch runner?
That is right, Mike.
Wow. I guess they've gone through a lot of pinch hitters and stuff, Carl, today, because I wonder if maybe Austin Riley did pinch hit earlier today. Remember, he was sat today for Adrianza at third base.
And he's probably going to have to play third base now.
And Camargo, so we've done a lot of pinch hitting today. Interesting. All right, so 5-2, top of the ninth, but Panda running for Albies.
You got to do what you got to do. I mean, these are the substitutions you don't expect to make, but if you're on the 25-man roster, you might be in there. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes. All right, guys, plenty more to get to. I was talking about Charles because I wanted our listeners to hear just a portion of that coming up at 6:20 and a couple of things he had to say in regards to fans, okay, being fully vaccinated. We asked Charles that question today about whether he thought it was, you know, something that needed to happen in these sports leagues. Mike and I brought this up earlier in the week. A lot of you guys responded. Some people were saying, I just don't want the government telling me what to do. And okay, but you allow your teams to tell you what to do. I don't understand that.
Like I said, you're just dealing with, as we said, you know, the vagaries of this, and now you've got more people. And Charles brings up the point that, you know, don't get your medical advice from celebrities. But it is interesting. He had an interesting point you'll hear coming up.
All right, 6:20, that's on the way. More on the Braves, but right now we're in command. Let's get to the top three. All right, guys, we talked about the Hawks. I want you to hear from our head coach, Nate McMillan, talking about Trey. We came on the show today, and Mike was like, look, Trey, turnovers, what do you have, six last night? Didn't shoot the ball well, particularly.
Looked sluggish.
For the line.
Right, it looked weird. We talked about this, and again, tough because guys want us to shine on a national TV audience, and Chris Webber and Marv had the call. And you're right, you probably should have just stuck.
Yes.
Probably should have just stuck with Steve Holman on the radio broadcast. But problem was, you don't have JC, you don't have DeAndre Hunter,
How old is Marv Albert, by the way?
Well, his hair is about 13, but Marv is pushing 80 now, right?
He's got Mike, and I say that because I saw that they did like a split screenshot last night. And Marv Albert's hair looked like it did in 80.
Some years ago, he went to like a chestnut brown toupee. Marv is 79. I was right. He's pushing 80. Okay. And I grew up with Marv calling the Rangers and Knicks and everything else. Yes, at 80.
He's called everything.
But I mean, when you wear a toupee that's like, he's basically got a toupee that some guy right now living in Alpharetta who's got a family of four and he's in his 30s would be wearing. The hair, but again, that's why I've never understood the toupee thing. Either do what I did or shave it, Carl, but don't do that.
Okay. I'm wondering, and Ann, I don't want to take shots. Marv Albert is one of the best at what
but
he
that,
has
that
done.
Toupee he wears should have a chin strap on it. We all know that.
It is. And I said, the first thing I said, because I hadn't seen him. Remember, a lot of times they're doing these games, and, right. You know, they rarely flash to the broadcasters. There was a time where Marv was, you know, the face of NBC. And so they flashed to him last night, and he was reading something, and I went, that's not his hair. Whose hair is that?
No, it's been Marv. So he's gone with that look for years.
I was shocked. And then they, but Mike, here's the other part, real quick. HD, man. I mean, HD is just showing all your flaws.
Well, I mean, that's why.
It's like, whoa.
There was an article that was written in the LA Times about a couple of years ago, and it was by a former TV anchor, a woman who said, if you hit over, once you're over 40, you better get to the plastic surgeon because HD is going to wreck your TV career.
It's unreal. All right, sorry. Where were you? You were talking about Trey and shooting.
No, I'm just saying Trey looked like crap last night. I mean, look, we like Trey, and it's not the end of the world that we were outmanned and got beat by a super physical Bucks team. Yes, we want to stick it to Coach Bud because the way things went and he was dismissed, there were some hard feelings, and he always seems to really have an edge with us. And you did get to see a little bit of Giannis, but he was on a pitch count. But one thing I noticed, and you could say
Giannis
the same.
Giannis only scored 15.
No, but you could still say the same thing about the Nets. You could say it about the Sixers. We looked like a little kid's, like a junior varsity last night at times. And Capella was doing the best he could, but physically, everybody is so big. And you talked about the length. And, I mean, they were just grabbing. It was almost like they were playing keep away, grabbing rebounds for us. And anytime we'd make a run, we'd get a ridiculous turnover, too many turnovers. Trey has got to get the other guys involved. And if like he's not 100%, then he needs to tap out and let Lou get in there and put up some shots. But I don't know. Last night, if you were defending the Luka trade and we've got Trey, if you didn't know the background about him being banged up and you're watching on national television, you go, wow, that Trey's nothing special. And I think that's what I think irked some Hawks fans last night on social media.
I understand. And I think that's a fair, commentary as far as last night, because we're focused on that. I mean, you're on, again, TNT. It's a TNT game, and the guys are there, and they're talking about it, and Charles was talking about it with us earlier. Let's hear from Nate McMillan on Trey. Was he hurt?
Well, he's in uniform, and he was on the floor, so we're not going to put guys on the floor if they're not ready to go. And, so he was in uniform. He didn't have a good shooting night. He had some turnovers tonight, and, that could be from the lack of rhythm. Hasn't played in the last couple games.
So, Hawks again, they'll take on the Pacers Sunday. While we're talking NBA, Donovan Mitchell, Jazz star, hurt his ankle today. X-rays were negative. The MRI is coming tonight. Reports are that it's a lower ankle sprain and that they're a lot more optimistic than what they were when he walked off the court or limped off the court and had to be helped today. And, yeah, they played an early day game. And so Donovan Mitchell, guys, and you're going, well, that's not a big deal. Yes, it is. The Jazz could have home court advantage throughout. They've been that good this year. And a lot of people think they are the best team in the Western Conference, and that means they would probably be the best team in the NBA, because the West, to me, is just so much stronger than the East. So we'll see what happens, but that was a big deal today. They're 42-14. The Suns right behind them. Yeah. Then the Clippers, the Nuggets, and the Lakers. Now, we know the Lakers have been having issues with AD and LeBron, But this happened today, and people were like, because if you are the Jazz and you have any aspirations of winning a championship, Donovan Mitchell has to be healthy.
Big time. I mean, he stirs the drink, right? That phrase is used, and he's that guy. I know that we talked with Steve Koonin earlier, and there was not much information out there other than John Collins will be the first, sounds like, of the guys to be back, and we kind of expected that based on when the injuries occurred. It just seems like, and we had a big conversation also today about the play-in game. I don't want to be in the play-in game. I want to be able to hang in. It's just such a tiny, razor-thin margin, though, Carl, from being where we are and then being like in Neverland, you know? And really having to work your butt off to play yourself back into the playoffs.
Yeah, the play-in thing is I want to see how it's going to be received by NBA fans and just fans generally speaking. I get the gist. I know what the NBA is trying to do. And maybe it works. Maybe the interest level's off the charts. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Top 3 at 6 brought to you by New Realm Brewing Company's Hoptropolis IPA. It's an American IPA with tropical fruit, floral, citrus, and stone hop aromatics. Hoptropolis IPA, tropical allure, juicy hop bliss. All right, guys. The other thing that's going on this weekend is Atlanta United, Mike. They play their first MLS match tomorrow, 3 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we'll have all the coverage for you. It's Orlando City, though, and we don't like Orlando.
No, but guess what, guys? As we were going through an absolute disaster of a season last year, Orlando really got their house in order. And you start to see a little bit of this about 2 years ago, that Orlando was finally starting to make some of the right decisions, and it bore out last year. So you know how much they hate us because we obviously came in after they had been there. And obviously, you know, we went to the highest heights and won a championship. But they played in the conference final last year, right? So now they've got some stuff. But I think going for us, Carl, is we've got some of that old Tata-style magic, which I keep referring to. The way Heinze is making the adjustments. I heard we had our buddy Jason Longshore talking about it. We are certainly now, and not that we have a Darlington Nagbe, but we've got some guys that can do some of the things that Nagbe did. And now Barco. If Barco can get on the attack, I don't think Joseph's even close to 100%. I think he's still tentative, but we still have some weapons, and maybe they don't know how to defend us because we've added so many new pieces in the last offseason.
Yeah, we don't like them, and it's going to be, you know, just to start the season with them is good because I want to amp that up a little bit and see where this goes with them.
Hey, just the fact we just won CONCACAF and we actually won a game on the road in Costa Rica is pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's going to happen tomorrow. And also, guys, as we're talking about, you know, things that are going on, Braves still leading the Cubs. It is the bottom of the ninth, and if we can hold on, it'd be a nice way to start this road trip in Chicago, and we'll let you know what happens there. Hey, real quick, as we talk about the draft, Mike and I have been talking about teams that could possibly do a deal with us. Right now, for me, I just think there are two, if it's even possible. They're the Broncos and it's the Patriots. They both seem like they might be interested in moving down and maybe acquiring the fourth overall pick. Bill Belichick was asked about the quarterback class. Now, he's been at, you know, he was at Justin Fields. They were at Justin Fields Pro Day, the second Pro Day. Patriots are doing what they need to do, you know, to make sure they're on top of all of this. But does that mean that Belichick is going to go get a quarterback this year?
It's an interesting class. You know, it's an interesting group of guys, and some have some, you know, very strong in some skills. Some are seem very strong in other skills. So it's, you know, it's definitely an interesting, it's an interesting group.
Hey, thanks for breaking it down for us there, Mumbles. There he is. I mean, that's Belichick. But they've made that crazy investment in free agency for the short term. They've got Cam Newton. Will they go get the quarterback? Everybody seems to think they can maybe maneuver from 15 and get Mac Jones. I just don't think the 49ers are doing Mac Jones. I think they're going to go after Fields.
No!
I'm telling you, man. I just that's why the trade down makes even more sense than ever. And I can trade down to the Broncos. And while I'm there at 9, I can trade down to 10 and pick up more and more. Carl, we could have – I'm doing these stupid mock drafts during the commercial break. We can have, Carl, you can have 4 or 5 picks in the first 45 picks if you do it right.
No!
Just Justin Fields, forget it, Carl. It's a pipe dream. He's gone.
No!
Like Kaiser Soze. Foof. You'll never see him again.
Remember now, I mean, we're having fun with this, but you got to have a trade partner. You know, that's the 49ers were the ones making the calls to move, well, ultimately right in front of us, you know, to the three spot. But they were the ones making the calls. Are the Broncos or the Patriots making calls? See, that's the thing, Mike. We'd like to maybe do some of this, but if these teams are like, nah, we're good, we're good, we're good. Now, I will say this. That doesn't mean that a deal may not be in place, and maybe it won't be announced until draft night, those things happen all the time, or maybe a deal is done right before the draft and they keep it quiet, and you never know how these things play out. So that's what makes it intriguing on draft night, is you think it's going to go one way and it doesn't, because there's still time for deals to be made.
And by the way, we're looking for some positivity today. We got into a little bit of Atlanta-itis with some folks earlier today about the Hawks and the Falcons. Get what Jazzy Jeff Real Talk says, Carl.
What up, Jazzy?
Hey, man, I just listened to the Falcons report. Why can't the Falcons make the playoffs this upcoming year? This new regime easily could have turned 8 losses last year by a touchdown or less into wins by evaluating this team differently and playing to their strengths. Something we talked about with Dirk and Dan and some of the things that didn't go right. Look, you won 4 games for a reason, as Belichick, or I should say, you know, you are what you are, as Parcells used to say. But I still think, Carl, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can trade down, add some pieces, and put on a team that can actually compete this year. So we're rebuilding, but we're not going to be miserable doing it. Why is that an impossibility? And another thing, we don't have enough money, Carl, to trade down and take all those picks. You can trade down, load up, and use that equity to trade back up and get the big star players you want in the draft.
Oh, let's do it all. Let's do it all.
I know the listeners are getting wore out. I'm getting wore out. But I'm telling you right now, we're not getting Justin Fields.
No!
The 49ers are taking Fields at 3.
We're coming back. You'll hear what Charles Barkley had to say about a few different things. Stay right there.
Story of the day.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've been waiting for a minute because our man's been pretty busy, but we wanted to get him back on the show, and he is going to start making his weekly visits back on the program, Mike, which means more Redmont vodka.
Yeah, baby. Bring that vitamin V, Chuckles.
Redmont Zone with Charles Barkley here on the WaitForward.com hotline. Of course, if you've not tried it, we keep telling you guys, you got to check out Redmont Vodka,
smooth.
Redmont Gin. It is delicious. Chuck, what's going on, bro?
Man, I'm done with hell. I mean, March Madness. Oh, man, that's like, hey, man, that's like a real job, man.
It is Charles Barkley with his guys in the Redmont Zone. Again, it's a fantastic vodka. You can find it. They've also got the Vulcan Gin. You can find it anywhere. If you don't have it in your package store, ask them to get it. I know they're selling a ton over here in the A. All right, man, I saw you last night on the Hawks. I got to tell you, brother, Hawks fans were getting hot because you were not giving us any shot. We were banged up, Chuck. That's not our best shot last night against the Bucks. We're missing some big pieces right now in the A.
Yeah, I just didn't like the competitive nature of the game. That's that, you know, you made a little run, but you didn't make – I didn't see that grittiness that I've been looking for. You know, I've been high on the Hawks all year now. Mm-hmm. You know, I picked y'all to make the playoffs, but y'all just – I didn't see that fight. When you got the team, one of the teams to beat come to town, you got to make it a dogfight. You got to make it a slugfest. And they were just going out there running up and down the court playing basketball. Mm. I mean, you can tell when it's a big game. Y'all seen big games before. It has to be competitive. And that game last night wasn't competitive.
Wasn't. Not at all. But, Charles, you know what's bugging me. It's Charles Barkley, guys, in the Redmont Zone here on Dukes and Bell. This load management, bro. This load management. I mean, I got to ask you, because Mike and I talked about this yesterday, and the other night, I turn on the Nets game. I want to see the Nets. I want to see the Sixers and how Embiid was going to play. And half the Nets team wasn't even on the field or the court. And I'm thinking to myself, what is going on here? You guys didn't take days off. This cannot be good for the NBA, Charles.
Well, it's not going to be good for the NBA. And I think at some point the fans are going to say, wait a minute, especially when guys go east-west, where you only play there one time a year. Right. I mean, like, you know, yeah, I want to see LeBron play. If he come to the East Coast one time a year, you know, I want to see James Harden and KD play. But listen, I think at some point the owners are going to get pissed because the fans are already mad. I mean, the fans started complaining a couple of years ago when guys start like, and the thing that drives old guys like myself crazy,
right?
It's not like flying commercial like we flew commercial. You know, I mean, wait, we flew commercial. We had to get up at 5 in the morning, go to the airport and sit in the airport for 2 hours and catch a flight.
Right.
Now, I can understand. But now, you know, they all got their own planes. They can relax, get a hot meal on the plane, get a good night's sleep. And, you know, and then it make things worse. Remember, a couple of years ago, Adam stopped letting them play back-to-back games.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's disrespectful to the game, and I think it's disrespectful for the fans. I really hate the term load management. I really do.
I mean, we were joking around about it because we hate to sound like old guys, but back in the day, and you were part of back in the day, I had Bullets tickets when the Bullets were terrible. The Suns came to town, Sabalas, Chambers, all you guys played. You know, it wasn't a thing. So my point is we got our money's worth. I don't know how you build the brand, especially when these tickets aren't cheap. You bring your kid to go see somebody and he's not playing that night.
Well, that's the one thing I really admire about LeBron. LeBron always plays. James Harden always plays. Steph Curry always plays. But and I tell you what really drives me crazy, when guys who can't play use load management. That's what really pisses me off. Like, I can listen, if a guy's a superstar and he's played in the playoffs, you know, if he go deep in the playoffs for 5 or 6 years, and then, you know, some of these guys play during the Olympics, I can understand it. But when guys who can't play are taking days off, that's when I really get frustrated. And the second thing, they start load management from, like, the beginning of the season. Like, play 30 or 40 games, it's like, okay, we know where we're going to be. I can give you a break. But we have guys taking load management, like, the first 2 weeks of the season, and that should never happen.
Charles Barkley, our guest, guys, in the Redmond Zone with Charles, brought to you by Redmond Vodka. Make sure you check it out. All right, I don't want to start a blank show, but I got to ask this question because this got a big response from our audience earlier this week. Should fans, pick your sport, Charles, be required to get vaccines before we get back to full capacity? Earlier in the week, the Buffalo Bills came out and said, oh, hey, no vaccine, you're not coming in. Should teams make that a part of fans who want to come back? What's your take on this?
You know, that's a great question. That's a really good. I want to say I got my second shot last week, and I was excited to get it, and I couldn't wait to get it. And I want all the black people out there, please go get your vaccine. And listen, we know about history, but please go get the vaccine. And I said, I get nervous when celebrities talk about not getting the vaccine because there's two things that bother me. Number one, they're not going to get the same care as regular black folks or regular poor folks. If you're a celebrity and got money, you're going to go to the best hospitals if you get sick. So I don't want celebrities telling black folks and dark-skinned people not to get the vaccine. But the second thing is, which is probably more significant, if a normal person missed 1 month, 2 months out of work, it could be financial disaster for them. So I really worry about celebrities telling people not to get the vaccine because we don't know people's medical situation and we definitely don't know their financial situation. So I encourage people to get the vaccine. Now, your question is interesting. Because some people don't get the vaccine. I think it's stupid. Some people might say it for religious reasons. They don't want it. So I think you have to be careful saying you can't come to the game. But if you don't want the vaccine, you should wear a mask if you go to the game. I truly believe that.
Charles Barkley, our guest, guys. Before we let you go, I know you always talk about your college experience. We won't talk about how much money you made in college, all right? But what I want to ask you is the NCAA Division I Council is now going to allow athletes in all sports, Charles, to transfer.
Free for all.
One time. Immediately being eligible. How many years have we talked about this? I go somewhere. I don't like it. Coach leaves. Coach gets fired. I want to leave, but yet I have to go somewhere else and sit out. Finally, they're going to change this, Charles. What do you think?
Well, they have a bunch of money fighting around with, they don't know how to shoot a gun. They always reactive. They never react. They should have did this years ago, number one. And I tell you what, I'm really concerned where the game is going because the NCAA, they're such boneheads. You think about it, this name and image and likeness thing, you know, I think, I don't know how this thing going to work out. I really don't. Everybody think it's going to be great. I don't think it's personally going to be great because I think it's going to bring a lot of animosity between teammates. Because you think about this, who in college, whose jerseys are you going to buy? The quarterback or the running back and maybe the wide receiver? You're not going to buy the linebacker's jersey. You're not going to buy the offensive line jerseys. Who's going to get the car commercials? The quarterback and the running back. And I think there's going to be so much resentment on these teams. Like, yo, man, I'm doing all the work blocking for you. You drive up in here in a nice car. Everybody's wearing your jersey. You're getting a piece of that pie. Like, what the hell am I getting out of it? So I think this name and likeness thing is going to be very interesting. It's going to be crazy to sit back and watch how it goes. I think another problem is, think about it. If I'm a kid, I'm like, okay, where can I go to college to sell the most merchandise? Where can I get the best car deal? I think it's really like, I'm not going to Georgia State. I'm going to Georgia because I'm not going to get no – and listen, this is the stuff kids going to be thinking about going forward. They're going to be saying, listen, Georgia State might be a great school, but if I'm a kid, I'm not getting commercials at Georgia State. I'm going to Georgia. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Auburn or Tennessee because I'm going to make money while I'm in college. And that's what scares me about this name and likeness thing.
Mm. And again, I just think the rich get richer. At the end of the day, I just think the same top 25 and all sports could be the same, right?
100% agree with you. Well, you know, it's already the haves and have-nots. It's really going to be the haves, and we don't care about the have-nots. I'm glad you agree, man. I tell people, man, I want the players to be taken care of, but we're going to have so much we're going to have zero parity going forward in the next 10, 15 years.
That's our man, Charles Barkley. Guys, again, brought to you by our buddies at Redmond Vodka over there on the Birmingham side and Vulcan Gin, which is a tasty gin as well. And we're so glad to get Charles back on, Carl, because it's always a blast, man. Never a dull moment.
No doubt. And C-Man, run the bases. Hashtag run the bases. Nice. That's Jupe, actually, who sent us this, right? The Hey Man Ale, Watermelon yeah. Lime. Guys, send your pictures. We want to see you guys repping us, and we want to rep you. So, Jupe is what he goes by on Twitter. Thank you so much, man, and we'll retweet that. Yeah, Charles is always great, man, and I just, you know, I love the fact that he's not afraid to say what's on his mind, whether it ticks you off or not, but at the end of the day, you can agree to disagree. But fun to have him on, and if you missed the entire interview, because there's more, go online at odyssey.com. All right, Mike, what'd you think of how this game finished? Because guys are like, man, Dukes, I can't take this. This is a heart attack with the Braves.
Yeah, it's never easy, but Will Smith, guys, three walks, three strikeouts. That's very very Luke Jackson-like, but he gets his third save of the year. The win goes to Tomlin. Kyle Wright went 4 1/3. He did actually hit four cubbies, and then the cubbies returned fire, some would say, on Albies, who took one off the knee. Have to wait and see where that goes. Ender Inciarte, Murphy's Law. Once Ender finally started hitting the bat and making contact with the ball, he hurts his hamstring running the bases. So the Braves do come out, though, with a win 5-2. Acuna, a 1-for-4 with a 2 RBIs. And, again, we're just trying to get some traction, guys. Two games under 500. Kyle Wright pressed into service because Smiley, I don't trust that guy, was knocked out. But we'll see. I mean, we always knew that Bryce Wilson and Wright were going to be part of doing something this year, Carl. I'm waiting to see when Bryce can contribute.
All right, man, it's Friday. We got to get to tonight's game winner. Make sure you send your pictures like Falcons Diva. She sent a picture of, I think this is a delicious ribs that she's got going on. It looks great. She's already getting them ready. Make sure you send your pictures this weekend. Hashtag Dukes and Bale tailgate at home. All right, Mike, what's tonight's game winner, bro?
Hey, man, you started this whole thing. Carl came in a race car in the red, sports fans. He spent about, well, I don't know, at least 25, 30 minutes in the drive-thru, and then his food wasn't ready. And we're not going to name names, but it's from Louisiana, and it's chicken. But anyway, how long? What's the longest you would wait? And what is the fast food you're willing to wait for? 404-741-0929. Hey, can I get you to pull up, sir? But no, but I'm ready. I'm ready to go now. And then you're an adult drive timeout, Carl. What's the fast food you're willing to go the extra mile or extra 20 minutes?
And the winner is...
Time to take the game. Dukes and Bell, your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
Hey, man, we all got our fast food that we love, and there's some that you love more than others, and you're willing to go that extra mile. But then again, there's some fast food place you just know it's going to be forever to get the food. We're not naming names. Louisiana cooking. Carl has spent some time today. And much like Michael Douglas in Falling Down, he was fighting for his rights as a consumer.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, when you go to any fast food restaurant, the goal is to get in, get out. Say it with me. Get in, get out.
That's why they call it fast food?
Yes. You do not expect to spend 30, 40 minutes, okay, in a drive-thru line. And if I do, call me crazy, I expect some retribution, something back in return, right. Mike. Some kind of form of saying, hey, we apologize for taking more of your time than we allotted for, right. and we want to make it right. What's wrong with that?
Now I will say this. Now, there's some places that are just notoriously slow. Steak and Shake, Popeyes. And then there's others that specifically have lanes for you to pull up because your food is being prepared fresh. That's why I love Culver's. We got a Culver's over in Noonan, which is, I'm telling you, man, I've been cheated. I've missed out on Culver's for much of my adult life. But they let you know it's going to be a minute, but they've got extra capacity, everyone pulls up, and they bring it out like lickety split. So what's the food you're willing to wait for?
Best thing at Culver's is custard. I told you, custard over ice cream every day.
Well, those cheese curds.
We had a Culver's in Texas. It's unbelievable custard.
Oh, by the way, I found out when we're going down, I'm going over to Birmingham. I'm going over to Barber Motorsports for the Indy car race this weekend.
Okay.
You know what's right outside where we're going, where
Bucky!
We get off? Bucky's.
Bucky's.
I told my buddy Mitch, who I went to Florida State with, I'm like, you know, we don't have to bring folding chairs. We can just pick some up at Bucky's and the cooler and everything else.
Bucky's has got everything, yeah. Man. I'm so glad they're here and right. Like expanding even more. People mm-hmm. have been making, they've been sending the memes and stuff. It's just funny.
Right.
There's everything in here, Dukes. It's crazy.
Yes. So see about that. All right, man. What's the fast food you're willing to put the extra effort into, man? What you got for us tonight?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So I'm not sure if y'all ever heard of Big Chicken.
Yes.
The one down in Barnesville, when they remodeled it, they put a drive-thru in that one. If I go there and I ask for like a, you know, two-piece or a white, and they say, oh, you know, it's going to take a few minutes. Yeah, I'll wait 20 minutes for that greasy bag of French fries and chicken that dinner roll.
I think Randy was talking about that the other day.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and for me normally, and it's been a long time since I've been in this predicament, but if I've been out partying and I'm on my way to the house and like I stop for fast food like that, I'm probably going to wait because I need to do it. But if it's just a regular day, I don't know, man. My time is valuable.
There's a big chick over by us in Sonoy over here, man, by the way. Not for nothing. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's the fast food you're willing to wait for?
Hello?
Hello? Yes? Hey. Hi? You're on the air. Your chance to shine. You're done.
She
okay, never
to talk
mind.
About her fast food, the place she fast food. You can call back, love. Call back.
We're averaging about 3 women a week now. We have 20% of our audience is female. I mean, I think you'd want to participate. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for the fast food you're willing to wait for tonight's game winner?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
The only place that's worth waiting for is Chick-fil-A, so I can get that original chicken sandwich with them potato fries and a large lemonade.
But here's the thing.
Pop, I mean, if you go down to Chick-fil-A, they've got the people with the digital scanner thing, and they move that drive-through so super fast. And if you do have to wait for your food, you get like a free sandwich card, right?
Yes, because it's the right thing to do, Mike. That's why they understand customer service. That's all I'm asking for. That's what got me upset today. I'm like, whatever happened to customer service? Whatever happened to somebody saying, you know what, sir, we understand you waited 30 minutes before you got your whatever you ordered. So we're gonna compliment
you. No, don't get me wrong.
Give you something here.
Hey, I always loved it when I lived in Midtown, pulling up at the Popeyes Pasta Leon, and they ask you to pull ahead. And then it's always fun when I've got the top down, Carl, and then I've got a homeless guy telling me, I'm Batman! It's always kind of adds to the experience. Hey, man, you're on the radio, man. What do you got for your fast food you're willing to wait for?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Got to be Bojangles.
Ooh, this is the great debate.
Chicken.
Yeah, man. I see. Is it spicy enough? Does Bojangles do a spicy, though?
They do a really good. They do a good job.
I got to be honest with you. I always feel like I'm cheating on Popeyes when I go to Bojangles, because I always think of Bojangles as Carolina chicken.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think they do a good job, though. And it's funny because you talk about Popeyes. They just put one on. Oh, where is it? Is it 92 somewhere? It's okay. Down the road, but it's fairly closer than the last one that we used to have to go to. And I was driving the other day. I should have took a picture, Mike. And I was like, what are they putting in this chicken? The line was like backing up the highway. No, exit.
I know, and they do a great job. When you go to if you're on the road for a Falcons Panthers game up in Charlotte, they got the Bojangles in the stadium. It's solid. I mean, it's actually solid.
I like Bojangles.
I'm gonna lie. Yeah. Hey man, you're on the radio, bro. What's the fast food you're willing to wait for?
Hey man. For me, it's that Miss D's hot chicken. Because sometimes when your order's late, they throw a couple coleslaws in the bag, or they might throw a couple extra breasts or thighs in the bag and say thank you for being patient.
Yes, but that's what it's about. And then you
customer
know
service.
You get home and you go, oh, you get in your car, you're like, oh, they throw a couple extra in here. You go back.
Right.
These restaurants have to understand, I have a choice, okay? I made the choice to stop. And I don't know if I'm going to make the choice to stop again if you make me wait and then don't give me anything extra, Mike.
So you're telling me you might just, this could be it for you. This could be it.
I could be done, Mike. I could be done.
You're going to give your action to Bojangles. You're going to
I could be moving on.
You're going across the street. You're going to work for Mitch and Murray. You're going to go. You're going to do it. Wow. All right, man. Hey, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? The fast food you're willing to wait for?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, so I'm kind of like, I agree with you, dude. So I don't like waiting in line 20, 30 minutes, man, at all. But, bro, do you remember Bankhead Seafood back in the day?
Bankhead Seafood.
Man.
The line, right? The line.
Oh, he gone. He dropped. Oh, all right, man. All right,
that's
man.
A good call. That's a good call. Shoot. He's right.
That's funny.
Man, I just, you know, at the end of the day, and again, that's why I didn't say the name on social media, because I'm not, I don't want to bag on anybody.
No.
Sometimes, you know, you got people, somebody didn't show up. You know, Joe was late.
Mm-hmm.
Susie was sick. You don't know what's going on, but give me a reason. I mean, even if you came on and said, sir, we're a little shorthanded today. Your order may take a little bit longer. Then I can chill. But when you're sitting there, you're like, it's cool. What is happening? Hey, man, today's show is brought to you by Mimecast. Remember, guys, Mimecast protects over 40,000 organizations. Could be yours next. Make sure you check them out. Mimecast.com. That's Mimecast.com. They will keep you safe from phishing, business email compromise, the risk of ransomware, and a lot more. Hey, lots of conversation today about Trey Young and the way the Hawks performed. Or check that. Didn't perform last night. And this one comes from Matt. Matt basically just says, guys, here's the thing that bugged me about last night. This is plain and simple. Dukes and Bell, I expected my team to show up last night on a nationally televised game, TNT. We don't get many of them right now, and they didn't. And it was disappointing to see us play the way we did. People around the country who haven't seen us play probably don't think we're that good. I know we're much better than what we showed last night, but it was like our one chance to go, hey, look at us, and we didn't show up.
Look, I said this on Twitter last night. A lot of guys, I mean, I get it. You want us to look like the team that can compete. We're not even close to full strength, and that's a big physical team. You need all your weapons if we're going to be like the top three are the top three for a reason in the conference. The rest, let's be honest, Carl, is a fair to middling group that's trying to find their way. We're dealing with injuries. Trey was not 100%, but Trey still I don't think it's bagging on Trey to say he's got to make better decisions, Carl. Either decide you're going to take the shot or get the ball moving around the court and distribute the ball earlier in the 24-second clock, because there's so many wasted possessions last night.
There really was, man. And again, they'll play. He'll probably respond with 50 or 45 on Sunday. Who knows? I hope he's feeling better. I hope he plays better. But, yeah, it wasn't what I expected last night. Mm. Great email. Thanks for listening, man. We appreciate it. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for Let Me Clear My Throat.
Hey, big shout out to all of our guests today. Sir Charles Barkley. Thanks to Redmond Vodka, Redmond Gin. Check them out, guys. They're great. Hey, Jeff Sintel stopped by to talk about the dogs as well. Steve Coonan and our man Joe Patrick, our Braves insider. Braves win 5-2 today. If you're just joining us, nice start to a series there in Chicago. But, Mike, we got some injuries that we're going to have to overcome.
Yeah, Ender Inciarte strained hamstring, says our buddy Dave O'Brien. Kyle Wright, if you didn't see it, he actually hit a double. We talked about pitchers that can hit, and Ender was trying to go from first to third when he came up lame. Christian Pache still on the IL with a strained groin. Ozzy hit the knee, and whether that was some payback for the fact that Kyle Wright plunked four Cubs, I don't know. And now there's word that Chris Martin is banged up, Carl, that apparently they may have to call Shane Green. You know, Shane Green is not employed right now, and I hope Liberty Media lets Alex go get one, you know, right now.
Ooh. All right, guys, we'll watch and see what happens over the weekend. G-Day, the spring game for the Dogs happens this weekend. We'll be talking about it on Monday as well. Hawks in action. Countdown to the playoffs is on, man, and these games are going to start to become critical. We got to get over these injuries and find ways to win. They didn't win last night. Let's hope they turn it around on Sunday. And then Saturday, we got Atlanta United, Mike.
Yeah,
first
baby.
MLS match.
Hey, be nice to get a win on the road. It's our arch rival, and they got good while we were stinking it up last year, but we've got a new-look team. I'm really excited. I think we get a draw down there, Carl.
I do too, man. All right, lots to get to this weekend. Make sure you join us 2 o'clock Monday. You don't want to miss it. Countdown to the NFL draft officially begins next week. Literally, teams finishing up their boards and making their decisions. We'll talk about it with you. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
But before we do that, I want Mike Bell to clear his throat.
I was going to say, hey, man, we were joking around about this yesterday. And one thing, if you do listen to Dukes and Bell, we generally, not that we're jock sniffers, that's some of you guys out there, but we generally do side on the athlete side. If there's an issue like what happened to Aaron Donald, let's wait for all the information. Carl has said for time after time, and I'm not rushing to judgment. I just think Deshaun Watson needs to move on. But we always do try to give whoever's been accused of something a chance to see where this story's going to go. Well, guess what? Aaron Donald's accused of whooping up on this guy. He beat the guy like a drum because Aaron Donald's obviously carved out of wood. Did you see the picture of the guy that was suing him, Carl?
No.
I mean, he looks like he went 5 rounds with Tyson. Now the word comes out, this guy threw a champagne bottle in a fracas and then also was actually grabbing onto Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald was trying to make the peacemaker before, apparently, he went to, Mr. Incredible Hulk on this guy. The news is, according to his lawyer, Aaron Donald says the video refutes anything that DeVincent Spriggs is claiming happened in a Pittsburgh nightclub in the wee hours of Sunday morning.
Yeah, you got to be careful who you getting involved with, man. I mean, again, nobody said, yo, that's Aaron Donald. Hey, Chris, great
job. Maybe they should have.
Yeah, Bo Morgan, executive producer. All right, now we'll get out of here. Mike just cleared his throat. Let me just say this. Go get some Hey Man watermelon lime. Make your weekend right. Send your pictures, guys, and hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home as well. We want to see what you got going on for the weekend. Enjoy. There's a lot to enjoy. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
We're waiting on your fries, sir. Could you pull up?
Taco Fall. Taco Fall would be the attraction.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.